Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or Nancy, M-A-T-Z. Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or Nancy, M-A-T-Z.com. That's Nancy, M-A-T-Z.
Well, hello, everybody. My word, can you believe the storms? Poor Fargo. Fargo is in a terrible position, and I want to give my condolences to the people in that area. I understand there's a storm coming through. And then I heard that Kanab had a storm last night of 60 miles an hour. So here we are on the brink of one of the most beautiful months of the year, April. And clearly spring has come, but not shined in all the states. And it looks like we have a caller that's come in, and of course I would love to answer the phone. I do have a topic I do like talking about, but I'd like to share with you that I with spring here, you know, our relationships rule and govern our lives. So when I answer this call from the 205 area code, I would like to share with you a story of somebody, and maybe we can help empower those who are listening how to deal with relationships. So we'll get right into it tonight. Area code 205. Who am I talking to tonight?
Hi, my name is Karen.
Well, hello, Karen. And what state are you calling from, gal?
I'm calling from Alabama.
Alabama. Well, what's your weather there?
Well, it was freezing cold, and yesterday you needed a winter coat, 40 degrees, and it was 70 degrees today.
Oh, my word. You know, it's so amazing. I've always been interested in the weather, and maybe I should look at being a weather person when I was a young person, but then as time goes on, I think I've become more interested in the weather because I have all you kids calling from all these different places, and it's so amazing to hear from Alabama or Wisconsin or Maine, Vermont. But anyway, dear, you sound like a young person. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, actually, I'm 27. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's young in my world, young lady.
Yeah,
isn't
I'm still young.
Well, I'm if you knew what I know now, to go back at 26. Oh my
no,
gosh.
No, really. I read your biography, and I was very impressed.
You know, I when you live enough, you do enough. You know, I've had a really interesting life. For those who are listening. You know, we all, even a young lady of 26, I think you said, we all have such interesting stories. And wouldn't it be fun if we could all put a book together and then sell it to WE or Women's TV station? Wouldn't that be fun to hear everybody's story?
Oh,
all
yes,
right, girl.
Good.
It's going to be amazing. So, young lady, how can I help you tonight?
Okay, I have a relationship question. I was listening to you when you were talking about spring and relationships, so maybe you can help me.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I just wanted to know, what did you see for us, the relationship between me and Dion?
Leon or Dion?
Dion.
D-I-O-N. Has he just recently, before you, did he not have a turbulent one or two relationships that kind of shook him up?
Yes.
Yeah, just before he started dating you. And has one of them been calling him and bugging him?
I'm not sure if she's been calling and bugging him or not.
There's some turbulence in his soul, and he's not calm enough to look at you strongly yet. I would give him a couple more months to weed out either in his mind the turbulence of this last lady or the lady before. And for some reason, I see her hooks trying to reach him. And he's upset inside of his soul. So if you could calm down and be very nice and don't ask about his past, and don't weave yourself too tight in his life. Let him calm down. I do like this young man for you. And whether it leads to marriage or not, I don't know yet. But I feel like there's more to come if you just calm down and let him be. And there, I feel like there was two relationships before you, and one of them, there's turbulence back and forth, especially with one of them. And I see her trying to reach him, and it's upsetting him. Or during the process of trying to break up and going to the next lady before you, there was a lot going on. His soul is not healed. So that's kind of like maybe you don't know too much about it, but you do. So back off and give him a little time. By August, you're either a real strong relationship with this guy or there's someone new coming in, because I see August as relationship month. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, girl. You bet. And you have a fun summer, okay?
Okay, you do too. Thank you.
All right, girl. Bye-bye. Oh, I just love these young kids calling in. Hello. The chat room is filling up. Hello. We have Doc in here, Alice, and Balu. Let's see, Adrian, you know, Diane, and Alice, and I don't know if I remember saying her name. We always have new people coming to the chat room, and it's fun. Thank you for coming and visiting with me tonight. I'm not sitting really close to my monitor, and if you have a question, do me a favor in the chat room, is put it in caps. I will not see this as an insult or that you're shouting at me. It makes me pay attention, and I will answer your questions in the chat room. And I do have a 706 area code, and if it slows down, I would like to share with you a story of a relationship issue that we all encounter. So I would like to click on 760 area code, and who's speaking, please?
Hello, it's Chant.
Chat?
Chant. Like you want another chance?
Oh, Chance. Hello, young man.
Hey.
I remember talking to you before. Did you call me last week or did you call me with my sister on Thursday?
I have no idea.
You're just calling all the psychics on the Blog Talk Radio, huh? I recognize your name, huh?
I guess. I
called
you.
I think we've talked to you twice.
I called you.
You might have got.
Yeah.
Go ahead, dear.
I'm calling you today because for some reason I'm really, really worried. I'm like in this dark period. I feel like I'm just feeling so negative.
How?
Let's see, a friend of mine contacted me, wanting to know the name of my ex. And now they're hanging out, and he's like telling me, all of this business and that they're going to hang out. And I'm like, why are you telling me this, though? But in the past, I've been threatened by this person, my ex, and for some reason, I just feel like I'm being spied on or watched, and I just wanted some insight on that.
Give me her name, please.
It's actually a him.
It's all right. I apologize.
Yeah.
Don't say anymore. I apologize, but, you know, I can talk to people all day, and it doesn't make don't give me the name, because we wouldn't oh, gosh. I wish I could take you off the inside. I just click into him really strongly with that name. Did you break up with him?
No. It's very weird. It was more like I was more like being used in this relationship. Do you want his first name?
No, if you don't mind, it'd help me out. There's only 100 people a show that listen.
I really don't.
I doubt he'll click in. So what's his first name?
His name is Jay.
Jay. Okay, when I said the name, now remember, everybody, don't hunt down Jay and talk to him, but he is emotionally unhappy, unsettled. I do believe there was turbulence in his upbringing by two women, and for some reason there was always unfinished business around him. Do you know if he was raised by a grandmother?
The
older woman?
It's really weird. His parents are kind of old, and he has a sister that is, like, 31, so.
Okay, so flow with this. His parents are a lot older, so I saw him as a grandmother. And then his sister I might have seen as a mother figure. And for some reason, there was always rubber band activity around him, pulling and pushing and being very emotional. So what you see is his normal.
Wow.
His normal. Now, I'll be real square with you. I don't get any violence towards you other than harassment, because he doesn't know how to end things. He doesn't know how to be. I'm almost relieved that you don't have the turbulence around you. Now, he shows me, I don't know if he's working, he needs money, but there is a push for him to look somewhere else because of a job or money necessary. It's not you. So I do see this pulling away between 2 and 6 weeks. Like the interest is there now, but it won't continue. I don't see any violence towards your person. They're not letting me see that. So I have to trust, because I don't get it, that you're going to be okay. Okay, that's the best I can do on that. But if I could give you any advice, do not play into the emotionality that he exhibits, because it comes from these two women terrorizing him all the years he was growing up.
Oh, my gosh. It just feels so dark, like negativity. It gives me the chills.
Okay, so let me flow with this. I know people in the chat room are trying to get my attention. Hello, everybody. This is one of the things I was going to speak to in one of my shows. I can come to you, I hear your voice, and my life force is cording, C-O-R-D-I-N-G, to you. And I made you think of this gentleman by saying his name. So you put energy to him, and I followed that. Now, what happens if I can get to you, and I can get to him and describe to you this older woman, who ended up being really his mother because she's so much older, not a grandmother, how would I know that in the first place? And the same as the little girl that called earlier. I knew about the two relationships that were very turbulent. What I do is I enter their space, and I can go into time. Now, this is also important. If we can go to them, they can come to you. So what you feel is dark around you is actually his life force strangling you. And the energy of this is actually like your bicep area, and it goes up just below your nose. So there's a great big area where his life force is around you. So everybody listen to this. If you're being courted by someone you don't want, you have to sit down and feel your energy around your body, find where it's thick, where it doesn't feel natural. Once you grab it with your hands, you have to be calm, grab it with your hands, and shake it off of you. And I want you to absolutely mean it. Now, that won't stop us from reconnecting, but I guarantee if you keep doing that and you get angry, you're not welcome around me. I don't want you around me. Your energy feels like firecrackers, crackling electricity against him, and he will feel unwelcomed. Because a life force has nerve endings. Sylvie Brown was once asked, how do you feel this works? And she, like me, were born with this. And she said something that I have been telling people that you may all remember. She said, my nerve endings are more sensitized than others. And that is absolutely true. So I can do this and feel, because my nerve endings sending that energy out to somebody perceives it in a way that I can read it back. Now, someone who does it automatically, all they know is they get hurt. They feel love if they love you, or they feel acceptance, or they feel anger toward from you, or they feel pain. So I want you to disconnect. I want you to be relaxed, and I want you to grab it and be angry and throw it down. You do it enough, and that will force him to go away.
Right.
Okay? And okay. You don't want to play into his anger or his that road band of emotion, because
right.
If you feed it, all he knows is to react and go after it, because these two women terrorized him all his life.
You know, I actually ran into him at his job probably about 6 months ago. Now, I've been doing a lot of healing work and cutting the cord and forgiving myself and, you know, doing a lot of attraction work, altering my life, making new transformation. I am totally away from him. I mean, I'm doing good.
Okay, but you're doing the work here. Now, remember, this is to help you understand this. You may be trying to disconnect from him, but he records to you. He's not healing. He's not doing anything. So you're doing you to heal you, but he's suffocating you with his life force.
It's crazy. I was just on my computer one day, and out of nowhere, you know, this old friend of mine, you know, PMs me and says, you know, out of the blue, who I haven't talked to in months even, as, what was the name of your aunts again? And then a day later, letting me know, hey, they're going out, and, like, telling me all of this business. And I'm like, there's some messaging going back. There's something sneaky that he's not telling me.
Yeah, I can't address that other than when someone says, what's his name? You say, I don't have to get that out. I don't want to give it out. So what they're doing is every time someone says a name or if they are connecting, they're keeping this cycle of life energy connect between you and this ex. Don't buy into it. Don't play the game. Because remember this kid, if he's doing it, he's prompting people to ask about you, that's keeping your life forces connected, because this guy only knows terrorism. And I forgive him for that. because it's not necessarily what he's created, it's what he's been taught.
Well, do you see love coming for me soon, anytime soon this year?
I only see like colors of hair first. There's a light hair guy coming to you,
mm-hmm.
Light eyes, light hair, and I want to say within a couple months. But you have to clean your soul out, or whoever shows up close to you, comes close, will feel the energy of another individual. So you have to do your work and pull him off of you and mean it. And once you really feel him backing off, then go out and see if you can find another lover. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I spent a little more time with this young man, and the reason is I wanted you who are listening to understand how important it is, the invisible language that we speak. I've actually given classes on this. And the invisible language that we speak, we also hear and we allow to receive. So if you are thinking about somebody you broke up with, you're sending an invisible language to that person. Or as a friend who had married a couple of times and these two men cheated on her without her knowing until the marriage then broke up, she was wearing the invisible language of, I accept a man to be in my life who cheats. She never learned that she could turn her energy different. It's the same if I said, visualize your energy as pink polka dotted or Scottish plaid or barbershop plaid striped. You have to figure that everybody's language says something different. So if you accept that your lover will cheat on you or your spouse, then if you become single, that language is still spoken in your energy. So you have to change your thought process to not allow that injury or that wound to be continually in your energy. It's kind of hard, but be amused by this. It's like amazing to me. I got to a place of thinking, wow, what is the universe about? The physics of the universe, the unspoken language of past life. I'm so amazed that I don't know if I ever stop learning and accepting and trying to teach what I've learned. I think it'd be all healthier if we kind of just realize that we're just in a package of meat around our soul, yet our packaging is not solid. It speaks to anybody and everywhere we go. And so it's not with our eyes we speak, but our invisible language. It was really interesting. I think I have it on disc somewhere. And one of these days I'll put it together. So anybody's interested, let me know. And I am watching the chat room. They're talking about lots of flooding with the Red River. I tell you, I enjoyed the news stations, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all those. I love watching them, and it keeps me in tune to what's going on in the world because I don't like reading newspapers, and everybody knows that. So I even learned the HuffingtonPost.com is very interesting, and my heart goes out to sympathy to people who've lost so much. And I'm not minimizing Louisiana and all. It just made me consciously aware that these kinds of things going on. And everybody is having such trials right now. It's amazing. So I'm enjoying Cupcake Free. Ooh, I like that one. And Good Talking Turtle. Psychic Girl. Hello, Adrian Lynn. Oh, we just... lots of nice people. And I think I recognize who this area code and prefix is. Is this Frank?
Well, greetings, Nancy.
Yeah, hello, sir. You have a longstanding hello from myself, and you joined my sister and I, Bonnie, on Thursday night. Well, I hope you're calling with some good news.
Yes, I am. As I mentioned earlier, we had a court date on the 17th, and then after it was continued to the 26th.
Yes.
And my sister's attorney basically had egg on his face. He was arguing with the judge, and he ruled on us on a spendthrift, and now the next time I go to court will be in May 29th of May.
Well, my word. Have fun.
What that's going to entail, basically, I will be cross-examined by my sister's attorney, and my brother is going to be cross-examined by my attorney regarding the so-called fraud.
Ah. Well, it's not fraud against you. It's fraud against the brother.
Yes.
Yes, I think this is terrific. Like I said to you the other day, I don't know if it was my sister's show or not, the judge has caught on, and I feel like, remember, I don't want you to give any indication where you are. I didn't even tell you what state. Didn't tell the audience what state you're calling from. But I feel like the judge has actually read or knows about this case, and he's so frustrated this thing is going to trial. So you have the judge on your side, and he will help and keep contained the negative energies going on. Someone on your side, can't tell if it's a man or a woman, but I thought it was a man. They're very emotional, and it's almost like they're trying to go into the trial as saying, if I speak louder, or if I speak fast, or if I talk in riddles, it will confuse everybody. So watch who I'm talking about and make sure that person doesn't talk in riddles or tries to confuse everybody.
Well, that is my sister's attorney. He tried to come up with these old tactics, and the judge had no point of it. He told him the agreement between my brother and myself is basically old common law, which basically there's a pile of sticks, and we break it in half. And the one brother gives the other brother the other half of the stick. It's common property law.
Oh, my gosh. So I called it. So if I can get it, then you know that we're on track and you will be winning this. I'm praying. Thank you for such good news tonight. And hang in there, guy. The angels are looking over your shoulder at you.
And also today is my mother's birthday. And something else came to me. Something's been bothering me. Basically to contact her brother. And I wound up calling him today, and I didn't realize it was my mother's birthday until I called his home. It's out of the country.
Wow.
And I haven't spoken to her in about, I think, 35 years.
No kidding. Wow. So I hope it was a good conversation.
Yes. And my mom, does she have anything to say or any messages?
Well, I wasn't trying to read her, but I do feel like she's been with the brother. So I feel like that was the reason why you were to connect. She wants you not to feel alone in the universe. So if I said that's the first impression I got, then I'll stay with that. Okay?
Okay. Great.
All right, dear. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Good night, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, aren't our lives so fascinating? I talked to a gal today who is 68, and she really wants to become a psychic. How amazing. So she's in massage therapist for a while, and I was saying to her, wherever your soul wants you to go, it is not easy work, and you kids will ask me for sessions or seek me out for past life or whatever it is. I truly, truly believe I try to get the best I can, because it's so important that the universe directs you to somebody, they do the best they can. And if your soul is pure and you're meant to come this way, then doors will open up for you. I feel it's very exciting. I don't know if my little girl from Australia is listening or Judy from Sierra Vista, but these two ladies are wanting to study under me. And I'll tell everybody, because it just occurs to me spontaneously here. If you kids in the audience want to become more like me, I am putting classes together. And if you hear me from Australia, I know you're in the midst of a move. I am working on this, girl, and we're going to get you certified to be a medium, certified medium under Nancy Mapp. So if anybody else wants to come down this road with her, contact me at nancy@nancymapp.com and let me know in the subject line that you're interested in class material to become certified medium or psychic or minister. Okay, so in all of this, we had calls right off. I would like to give you the guest call-in number. So if you're not a computer, you want to call and ask me a question, here is it is, 347-205-9071. And I am trying to watch the chat room. Is talking and says, my mom's death 1 year ago is coming up on the 27th. I'm so sorry. And you do have a lady with you who has curly hair. So did your mom have particularly curlier hair? In not ringlets, but curls all over her head, off her face, a little bit rounder face. Is that your mom, Good Turtle, talking? Good Talking Turtle? I guess I better move closer to the screen, everybody. But then that woman is shown to me. Okay. And I'm sorry for your loss. It is an amazing time of year. There's so much turbulence going on that I try to keep in a good humor. I have a lot of people calling me for a lot of different reasons. Not all jobs. I think this time, and this time in our history, we're going to see a lot of people in retrospect of looking at themselves and seeing if they're truly happy in their lives. In times of discord, not just money, but the economy being what it is, and all the stress of seeing all the companies go out of business and people we know, and so on and so forth, that I feel like, and Bonnie and I talked about this on the show the other night, she's so good at economics and politics, that we're going to see less travel, so the travel industry is hurting, and the prices, if you want to get an airplane, everybody, it's really cheap. Cruise ships, someone called me today, we were talking about people on cruise ships, and there are people losing their jobs. So that industry, and that, I think out of Santa Barbara or Los Angeles, a trip Ensenada 3 days was like $150. So you get some really wonderful cruises and everything. But we're going to be staying home more. More money. So if you're in the home interior, home decorating, improvement, backyard, we're going to see a big surge in people putting money into their life and through their home. And a gal called me the other day, and she was so excited. She wanted to get into this. Another gal wanted to become me and to talk about classes. And she was redoing her house and creating in her home a meditation place. Now, you don't have to paint your bedrooms, or this, I think this was the bedroom this gal had, extra room. But she was going to put heavy drapes on the curtains, very inexpensive. Give yourself a quiet place. Alice says, hi, Nancy, could I have a quick general reading from the web chat? Girl, you're going to have to be really specific. You know, if I give 2 or 3 minutes per person, how would I know where to look in your life? So a general reading, wow, I could give everybody a general reading, I would be famous. But first impressions, I feel like you're a little sad in your mind for some reason. Maybe some decisions around you you have to make, or you're going to be making them and you don't know how to quite get to it. So if you could give me a little more, a little bit more straight of a question. We just had a gal in the chat room come in, so let me get that. This one girl says in chat room, I have a medical problem. Do I need to know if I'll find a competent doctor to fix it? I do see a man 5'9"-ish to 10. I see a white jacket all the way down to his knees, and I feel like he's a medium build. And I wouldn't be seeing him if you weren't feeling competent that this is a competent doctor. Okay? So let me get over to 208 area code. And who's this speaking?
This is Adrenaline.
Oh, wow, what a great name, Adrenaway. Are you in Idaho?
Yes, I'm from Idaho. This is Adrenaline. Yeah, I'm
Adrenaline.
In the room. Yes.
Oh, hello. You know, sometimes these names you kids come up with, I don't know. It'd be fun to ask how everybody gets so clever. I don't get clever. I just type my name in. So I don't go to shows or anything. I just say, it's who I am. I'm not very clever. Oh, well, nice to hear from you. What can I do for you tonight, girl?
I was just calling in to find out maybe what, you know, guardian angels or energies that I have around me.
Hold on a minute. Oh, there is your name. Oh, how fun to say. So it's a, oh, with Lynn, L-Y-N in there. Aren't you clever? Oh, you're a beautiful woman, girl. Are you a tall lady?
I'm not.
Are you tall? You're not.
I'm about 5'4" and a half.
Oh, my gosh. Let me turn away, because when I read, I don't look at the screen, but it's so fun when you kids have a picture. That's what I look like, everybody, when you click on to what I look like. I look away, look away. You do have a couple of ladies with you, and sometimes it's hard to tell height, but the man is particularly taller. And he has very thin legs, and he's straight and down. He has a medium to lighter complexion. He wants me to think he has a European lineage. Do you have recent... 1 or 2 generations back of people coming over from Europe?
Yes, from Sweden and Denmark.
Okay, so the Sweden side, taller people. This is a man who says he was somewhere else and came here and then he died. And he wants, remember I said, medium light complexion. He lost a lot of weight in his life. And unfortunately, his legs got very thin, you know, like a pencil, very thin. And he must have been a medium bone because thin legs like that, he doesn't have a great big knee. And he said at the end of his life, he bent over from hard work as a younger man. Do you know who I'm speaking of?
Mm-mm, I don't.
Okay, so you need to look at family pictures. Maybe from which side of the family? Is that your mom's side of the family, the Sweet Peoples?
Yes.
Okay, so ask mom who I'm talking to. And the woman that's with him, as she got older, she got heavier going across her shoulders, and then her bosom kind of heavy, and it kind of, as the ladies get older, it gets closer to the waist. So that... scoopy look, and then she had a higher hip in the back, but not a really big behind me. These two people are very strong in your life. A lot of times when I describe seniors, a man and a woman, I'll try and find out that they were married to each other. So you have these great-grandparents or great-great as guides for you. Now, the woman said to me that the man was a quieter man, and the woman was a little, not bossy, but more in charge. So that'll help your mom discern who I'm looking at. But I feel like these two spirit peoples are family, and they're very tight to you, and they've been with you. I want to say that it feels like they were with you ever since you were like 2 or 3 years old. So they must have died very early in your life or your mother's life.
Yeah, that would have to be. Well, thank you. That's wonderful.
Now, do you recognize who I'm talking about now?
I don't. I guess I don't know my lineage.
Find out, because I'm. People say I'm really good with that.
Okay.
So, and I would find out their name and then acknowledge who they are. Your mother, you know, if you go into this show now, it's about 25 to 29 minutes. I've talked about 2 or 3 minutes now. Let her hear this description, because that will help her. She might just go, oh, I know exactly who that is. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you
girl.
So much.
So nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So then, let's see. What I'm doing is looking down for anybody with caps. You know, sometimes the screen will reset itself, and then it's kind of hard to find. Alice Blaze Radio. Nancy's voice sounds so familiar. She also has a show with her sister, right? That's right. I have one with my sister, Bonnie. And Bonnie and I are the Psychic-Sisters-Talk. We got this gift from our father. I got the mediumship, and I'm a wee bit more psychic than her, but she's very gifted, and she comes from a law and political background. She actually was working for the firm that were the attorneys for Lehman Brothers. So when Lehman Brothers went out of work, all the associated companies, including my sister's law firm that she worked with, went out of business. So, I have an engineering background, 21 years Pacific Bell. But anyway, I walked away from that after 24 years to do this full time, and I've really enjoyed it, everybody. I don't have any regrets. It's hard work, but very healing for my soul and for everything else that I've been able to help people with. Just a look, Al says, I want to do energy healing for people who need it. Do you see me doing this? I hear yes on that. And is there any message for me from anyone who has passed? There is a young man that I've been promoting. And his website, dreamhealer.com, his name is Adam. If you will go on his site, see what he has to offer. And the other one, I should have did this reverse. I've done energy work and remote healing and some other things for quite a while. And I didn't realize how amazingly talented this lady was until I read her books. And there's 2 books. They're kind of like bigger. They're now 11 by 18 size books. And Barbara Brenneman, Hands of Light and Hands of Energy, there's 2 books. Healing Hands is the first one. And then the second one is a purple book. I should pull them out on my bookshelf, Energy and Healing something. If you look up her work, she has a website, and just read those books, it will really ground you. I feel like people want to healing. You almost have to learn medical, how bodies are put together. But you also have to acknowledge how energy ley lines run through the body and how it accumulates on the body, where there's energy buildup. Shows me there's a wound there or an older wound that's being protected. So there's a lot of ways to see this on people, and I've really always enjoyed doing that, yet it's other things that people ask me about. And the person that comes into Alice Ann, you asked about a person in spirit. Remember, I'm just going to do it really fast, and it's so fun to get this. There is a man that comes forward. He was in the military, or he was in some kind of activity, and my gosh, you know, we have so many war events going on. He was not really tall, probably 5'10 at the most, a very muscular person, had curly hair. But even a military man, so I can't figure out how he could have longer hair as a military person, but it was curly on top, square face, young looking, no more than 25, 30 at the very, very most, so he could be 25. And he died early, and he wants you to know he's in your life. His wonderful looking hands, nice built. So if you've lost a man in your family or you've lost a young man as a friend, this individual's around you. I can't tell the eyes, but I would say hazel or brown hazel or green hazel, but a little bit darker, not blue, blue, blue. So if you can let me know if you recognize him, acknowledge him and let him know that you know he's around you. Okay. So moving, when the show time change, well, we went to daylight savings. Arizona does not do daylight changes. So it has become so confusing to me. So when we had daylight savings time again, California went to 9 o'clock. But East Coast, that was midnight because I'm in Arizona, it went to midnight again, very late. So to help those kids who are back east, I moved it up to 7:30. Because I was getting a lot of people calling me at midnight. That's so late, at 9 o'clock start, and they're up until midnight to 1 o'clock to call me. So that's the reason I changed, okay? The name Ryan keeps appearing to me. Who or what does it mean? Angel kind tells me there is no language in the universe. We are talking with musical notes. Isn't that amazing? So I was shown that to be early. This is either your guardian, your angel kind. If you have a man showing up with the name of Ryan, I'd be surprised. Okay? So I feel like that is a personal guide, and the closest to the language that angels speak is the name of Ryan. So the first thing I picked up was angel guidance, not necessarily a human being that shows up with the name of Ryan. Okay? So that was my very first impression. A pumpkin hug. Oh, I love it. Oh, hi, Sal and Kathy. Trekstar, tomato squashes to you, Kat. Oh, how fun are you guys? I hope I hope I didn't miss any. Okay, and I also want to acknowledge Gabriella in Australia, a new friend of mine. She's a psychic medium down there. I think she's on MySpace or Facebook. Gabrielle Koff. And she's asked me to join findtome.com. It's a site for people who've lost children. So I will get to her if she hears me tonight. Hello there, girl. And I will try to get to you. And Beth in Phoenix, I got an email from you, and I will try to connect with you too. I have met the most wonderful people through these shows, and I'm so grateful that we can all connect. So I want to give out the number again to call me in if you'd like. Area code 347-205-9071. Yes, it is hard to remember 7:30. I did try 7 and 8, but it was full. So I did want to, if you do click this as a favorite, I do believe you were then notified of shows, okay? And my sisters, if you go to nancymatz.com, and also nancymatz.net, the same site now. You can go down to where I've advertised Bonnie's and my shows and click on that, and it'll lead you to Blog Talk Radio, that site for Thursday night. And it's a little different. We try to answer questions, but we also interject. Bonnie and I really love, we've done a lot of political, economic predictions, and we do so every show. And you get a little different insight from us, and we share questions. We don't answer as many as I do on a busy night. I think one of these nights I had like 18 questions asked me in one show. So in an hour's time, we can answer a lot. But on her show, we answer fewer, but it's more in-depth and a little bit broader. So it's all fun. Moonbeam, okay, great. Wow. Will you have surgery? I kind of got a feeling of surgery, girl. I don't see any problem. I think you're going to have it done. It's no big deal. Just get it done. And don't put energy to it. Just know it needs. If it needs to get done, you'll have it done, and everything will be fine. I don't have a bad feeling. Okay, so no callers, and everybody's tapping their questions to me. So at the moment, everybody's just sitting, relaxing, enjoying the show. I wanted to speak to, I had a young man call me the other day, and a lot of Discord. He's called the show a couple of times, and no names here because I don't embarrass anybody, but he was in Discord because he was so anxious about a woman he's desperately in love with. And, of course, we women know what that feels like, right? And he had no power or control over her thought process. So by asking psychics on these shows he was hoping he would get an answer that was different, meaning that if we put our questions to the universe, do we hope that the one that we want will hear and change their mind? If I have learned anything in the whole world, and this goes to the little girl Karen and the fellow Chance, what a great name, that if we know we cannot control the thoughts and actions of others, that except in the universe that our story has been written, that with graciousness and faith and trust, that the individual that's meant for us is, will be out there. That if we put all our hopes, wishes, wants, and desire to one individual, then you will lose your life over it. I also believe that you lose your time. And when we give somebody too much of our time, then we lose our free will. And that's what I'm worried about. Say, if you're in discord and you're worried and you're waiting for someone to call you, and you give them your power, then you've lost your time. And the only thing of time that I want to speak to is that time is the only thing we have. And that whoever that you're waiting for, there's a mantra I want you, a mantra that I would like to give to you. What will be will always be. What cannot be can never be. And this young man, I said to him, you will hear from her again. And sure enough, about a month later, he called me and said, I heard from her, but she didn't promise she was going to be in my life. And I said, we tell you that she will touch base. We don't know the outcome. And he, as though to live his life off my words, made me realize that if we're not careful, you will live off the words of the psychics you talk to. We are meant to be signposts along your road of life and take it and hold on to that. And in some ways, when we force or think strongly, please call, please be in my life, they may come to you, but it wasn't on their free will or their choice, and they may move away from you. So sometimes you have to let go to get back what you want and to trust that if that individual is the one written into your story of your life, then that individual cannot stay away, okay? And we have to kind of allow that to be part of your journey. That's really hard to hear because there's a lot of people that touch base with me who are desperate in love. And I say the word desperate because the thought of this person consumes our every waking moment. And we have to get to a place of understanding that everybody in this life, everybody has fallen in love with somebody they don't have or they cannot have. And it's sometimes a lesson, it's an opportunity, it's a past life connection for a disconnection or finishing up. It doesn't mean that the first individual you fall in love with at 13, 14, 15 or more, or the one after two or three unfortunate relationships is the one you're meant to have. The one you are meant to have is a soul connection that works wonderful. It will blend together, happen together. It works together without effort. And if you have one of those relationships and it works without effort and it's truly a happy relationship, then it's meant to be. If you go into a relationship with turbulence and unhappiness, then you need to back off and say, what am I getting out of this relationship? If it's turbulent and unhappy, why am I here suffering? And that's very, very important, kids. Oh. It's amazing. Half of the calls I get are relationships, and that's where I'm good. But that's where I want to share with you how much heartache can come. It really does govern our life. So anyway, that's why I give a discount. I have a, I do readings, and I do a reading just for love relationships. And I discount it, so you could have a much cheaper reading with me by just clicking on there because it's a flat rate. So if you were interested, I didn't go to promote that. But if you're interested, nancynaps.com. Okay. Wow, that's a great question. Okay, there. 3 weeks ago, you picked up on two earthbound around me. Did some successful rescue work with a friend, wondering if you picked up a reason for the visit. Wow. I don't remember saying they're earthbound. Earthbound meaning, in my vocabulary, that they're stuck. If I see spirit people and describe them and they want me to see them, it doesn't mean they're stuck. If you ask for these individuals to not be part of your life, they moved on. I do feel a lightness around you. So it could be that you picked up people who were earthbound as in you did a ghost investigation and you took them home with you. It's very. It feels like they're gone. Can you get a reason for their visit? I'm sorry. I can't tell if they're ghost or stuck or lost. Transitory spirits that didn't know where they were or traveling from house to house visiting. I'm sorry. That's a little bit. You do have really nice life force around you, and it's very light-hearted. It's kind of like a sparkler with no pain to it. It's just very soft all around you. So it does tell me that you've had some clearing and some healing around you of some sort. So you feel really good, okay? Angelica Ways, good night, my dear. Yes, you might be, you know, there's so many time zones. It gets pretty late quick, a Monday night. Okay, good night. Nancy is so right on that, but it can be very lonely. In times of lonely is when we are to learn about ourselves more. Remember I said earlier in this economic and unfortunate time of all this stress and strife that people are doing introvert work instead of purchasing and going forward outside of yourself in your life. We go inside. And at this time in our economic things that are going on, I'm not sure it's not a depression, certainly a recession. You can't do too much other than going to yourself. And so relationships will suffer. And just say this is a lesson, an opportunity to learn. And then I want to say to you kids, say one more thing here. These are things I'll make up, you know. Over the years, you get quite a bit of knowledge in your brain. Only through change does our soul evolve. So only through these incidences, these things that happen to us, and believe me, they've been to me too. I've been through a lot, guys. Go to my bio, you'll understand where I'm coming from. I've had a pretty tough time. I realize that as a soul, I have grown and learned so much in compassion, trust, release, surrender, accept. That all has to become part of everybody's vocabulary. Even in a quiet monastery, I imagine that the people who worship all day and night, they have their own turbulence in their own mind of acceptance and faith and surrender. So everybody does. Someone says I've been hearing old songs. Songs that just pop in, songs I would not normally think about. It's really funny, though. You know, it's fun that you say that. Sal, the spirit that's with you is a young male. Blonde. It doesn't mean you don't have you also have a grandmother that had a hump on her back, a fleshy back. She bent over a little bit. I do see a youth with you, a young man. So you have more than one. There's also Uncle Ed or something with you. So you have a whole flock of people. So the one that you're feeling close to is this little boy. It's almost like walks up to you and puts his hand on your knee. Now I want to go back to the hearing of old songs. You know, girl, I think you had a past life in the 1930s. And I don't know when you died. But I feel like I'm seeing, Fred Astaire kind of thing. So are you hearing some really old songs? And sometimes a past life intrusion or a memory. So you could have had what I call a silent trigger, and whatever era that you're hearing songs from, something triggered a memory within you. So these all songs are coming forward, and people say, our past life memories or intrusions, actually something like an old movie you saw when you were a child and you just remember it now. I can't address that, but I do feel like you're having a past life intrusion. Isn't that fun? How about that? Sal says, there are so many around me, but only one stands out all the time. Okay, so who is it you think it is then, Sal? Yes. Oh, Sal says, yes, you are right on. You are awesome. Oh, thank you, Sal. So you recognize all these people? Or you recognize all these people, question, huh? So great. I love it. How do I do this? Like I was sharing with you earlier, and I've been busy today talking and business and whatever, my life force goes out, and I don't know how in the world it can get into a chat room. Believe me, if I could figure this one out. Thank you, Salwan. That's nice of you. God bless you, too. Somehow we can do this, and I move. I don't use anything. I just move through. So somehow we must have, I've not talked to most of these kids in the chat room. So I blend with people. The cord the cording, C-O-R-D-I-N-G, somehow it's just that way. So if I can do it to you, who are you thinking about out there, everybody? And who are you cording to? Purposely or not, evaluate who you're sending thoughts to and who you really don't want to, okay? Kentucky lady, hello. I'm Panama, great trip. Oh, my gosh. You know, you kids take all these wonderful trips. You know, I don't travel very much, so send me pictures. I would love it. So I'll be on my email tonight, Kentucky lady. We do not have to travel tomorrow, so we can talk. And so if you give me, we're 4 or 5 hours difference, you said, 5 hours difference. So why don't you tell me what would work for you, okay, Kentucky lady? Jimmy, Christmas, how fun. Yes, Kathy, how fun. How wonderful that sounds. Well, what's really fun is Kentucky lady has a best friend in Germany. And this couple have traveled all over the place, and they'll think of a trip, and I go and see it in their mind. Or if they haven't taken a trip, like they're always going to Italy, I see the village. And the Kentucky lady asked them about the so funny. She went to the husband, the couple over the seas, and they had just done something to the backyard that I told them that would happen, and the husband had forgot. So when they terraced the backyard, they knew that one of them were thinking about my prediction, and it's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Can we be in many places at the same time? There is a new theory out that the soul is in an alternate parallel universe. And it branches down to many parallel universes of coexisting lifetimes. And there's something to be said. That's a new theory. That, and I did share with you guys that I had had cancer at 39. And it wasn't easy. And maybe in a parallel life, I died. So in that parallel life, my soul experienced the dying process. So, yes, we could do that many times. I had a friend once tell me that she saw me in the hallway of her house, and clearly I'm not dead, but I was strongly thinking of her. So I believe that we can, in essence, move our life force, not just necessarily a thin thread worth, but a whole projection. Actually, it was my whole body. It was just my upper body, but she knew it was me, and that's really amazing. There was also a time when I was writing my first book that I rented a cabin in Tahoe. It was a manufactured home right on the lake. And the individual that owned it said, how do you like living in it? And I said, fine, but there's some lady that walks the hallway and comes into the kitchen. And of course, huh, was what I heard. And I described the lady, and the gentleman said that was the prior owner who was still alive. So on some level, she might have been reminiscing, but I saw her as a ghost and didn't know she was alive still. So that was really amazing. That was in 93. So I think that sometimes we can be in more places. Absolutely. I have a call, so I want to get to it. Adrian, I'm now believing that a choice to live more than once is very, very possible. Absolutely. 408 area code. Is this in California?
Yes.
Hello, girl. And what can I do for you tonight? Who am I talking to first?
Okay, my name is Judy.
Hello, Judy. And how can I help you tonight?
Okay, so this is the first time I've called in here. And mm-hmm. I've been wondering about some past lives that I might have had or if there's anybody around me.
Which would you like me to answer because we only have 5 minutes left in the show?
Okay.
Let me tell you real quick. I am getting an impression of a woman with a parasol. Now, parasol, everybody help me out on this because all I do is watch pictures. The parasol was the 1800s, and I'm getting a parasol of a lady of leisure, meaning that she lived a life where she could have the prettiest of the parasols. And if you'll remember Judy Garland in the Easter Parade, and those beautiful parasols is what I'm seeing. Do you have any association with late 1880s or around there with women and the pretty parasols?
I love that stuff.
Okay, that's what I'm being shown.
I love those movies, anything of that era I'm totally drawn to.
Okay, That explains why I'm seeing it, not your memory. Remember, I don't tap into memory. But when you start talking about past life, you wanted me to verify for you your interest, and I would say intense interest in this. And it's not a past life intrusion, but it's a memory of a past life that is not finished where you are today. Meaning this could be a very lovely lifetime, a lot of good memories, and you want to bring the happiness into this lifetime. Or perhaps there was a talent of that last lifetime that is unfinished. So I would like to ask you, are you a musician or musical, or have you ever wanted to play the piano?
I've always wanted to play the piano, but...
Guess what's not finished, girl?
Okay.
So how would I know that? See?
Yeah.
So I can't guess on this stuff. You kids don't want me to guess.
When I was a kid, I wanted to do that so bad, and I was never able to get lessons or anything.
Okay, so interest and love of that lifetime, a lady of leisure, you know, not necessarily all easy, but she had the parasol, and she played, I would call it not quite a piano, but it was a short, small thing of that era. So I also have an interest in piano, so I went and bought one of those keyboards with the lighted keys so I can learn how to play piano. So why don't you do something similar to that and fulfill that love? I suspect that not only would you love it, but you're going to pick it up very fast, because you play the piano a lot in that lifetime.
Wow, okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I can see the Lady of Leisure thing. I totally feel that. But it's almost like, yeah, there's something, maybe that would...
Isn't that great? I love that. So you kids, one of these times I'll have to do a show, and everybody just asked me about past lives. I was out of California, lived there all my life, and that's one of the areas that I'm just loving to do now. At one time, I felt that it wasn't as important as answering questions about relationships. But as I'm getting to a place where I'm allowing it to come into my life, it's getting clearer. And with you calling in, I just knew what I was going to say. It wasn't even hesitation.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? So your spirit soul wanted me to confirm this for you. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. I know what I'll do.
You're right, dude.
Thank you so much.
Oh, go for it, girl. Absolutely.
Okay. We'll talk again.
Have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that fun? I just love that. So anyhow, and that doesn't mean that's her only life. That's one that's a dominant where she is in her life right now. There's unfinished business. So it's very fun. And I'm in Tucson, Arizona, everybody, trying to get kind of situated. I moved back here just a few months back. And I am connected to Spirit's Child, and they have asked that I teach classes. So I'm starting in April, and I'm going to do a first talk first part of April. I will have them all posted by tomorrow because I'm telling you about it. Put it on nancymats.com on the calendar page. And the first one will be Ghost. Are you living with a ghost or a spirit? And then the next two will be on reincarnation, talking about reincarnation. And then the second one will be given will be a past life regression as a group. I love doing that. And then in April, the second class of reincarnation will be an actual past life regression. And I'll teach the same classes in Sierra Vista. So if you don't get me one place, you get me the other if you're in Southern Arizona. Okay? Well, I've enjoyed. Is it possible? Here's a question. Great. Is it possible for a soul to split up before birth and be two or more people in this lifetime? Wow, Kathy, is that the greatest question? I don't know about that. I do believe there's such a thing as step-ins or walk-ins. Have I seen it? I have enough people saying they believe they are, so I can't deny it. Can I deny this? No. Soul fragmentation? Absolutely. So I feel like that's possible. So why can't I say this? I'm going to think about this, Kathy. How does past life affect present-day life? If it is an intrusion versus a memory, it means unfinished business that could or should be finished, particularly, which is important, if it's a relationship. I do believe that there's quite a bit of past life intrusions in people's life or memories, and we're not recognizing them as such. So even a hobby, like learning the piano, or a love relationship with someone, then it comes in so fast you can't deny it. There are so many things that can happen. And not happen, okay? Sometimes I think we can come in a present lifetime and be completely clean and not memory. One of the fun movies I saw is Chances Are. That's really great. Okay, so everybody, I got 19 seconds. I loved having you here. Please come visit me again. If you need my help, my website is nancymaps.net or email me nancy@nancymaps.com. Thank you. We'll talk to you later, everybody. Good night.